Welcome to Forum. I'm your host, Sean Balint. Well, we've seen our fair share of bad news with COVID-19, haven't we? Well, finally, a story has emerged that was truly cause for celebration, as we can look forward to times where we read about the ongoing pandemic in the past tense instead of living through it. The Hillsboro Public Library has made major progress on their long quest to vacate their Carnegie Library home of more than a century. They've outgrown the facility, and it has fallen behind the times, especially for individuals with disabilities and accessibility concerns. Their next home, the former Bank of America building that was purchased 4 years ago at 420 South Main. The breakthrough came last weekend with word from State Senator Andy Menard that a $643,186 grant, will count every dime there, was coming from the Illinois Secretary of State's office. Now that's just a little better than, oh, let's say, some overdue library fines and what other revenue sources can muster. State Senator Menard announced Friday the grant was awarded through the Secretary of State's Public Library Construction Grant Program, a program designed to assist community public libraries with construction costs associated with their facilities. Hillsboro received the grant thanks in part to a big push from Menard, who serves as chairman of the Senate Appropriations 2 Committee. Dr. Barb Mulch, Hillsboro Public Library Board of Trustees president, reflects on just how rare and in demand such a grant has been.
You know, they have some other smaller grants, and actually this grant has not been awarded since 2013. So this is the first year that it's been back being granted. We are just very fortunate to get this grant. We have the money set aside. We had to have $400,000 in the bank, which we have. You know, they want us to have the investment too, but it'll be a very nice renovation of the downtown building with this amount of money. We're very excited about it. You know, we're very excited. We're very excited to be downtown. A lot of exciting things are happening in Hillsboro, so we're very excited to be a part of it.
Funding for public library construction grants is approved by the legislature each year to ensure proper maintenance of public libraries throughout the state. Grants are awarded to public libraries in need of repairs, those that seek to improve access for those with disabilities, and those requiring repaired facilities due to damage from natural causes. Dr. Mulch saluted State Senator Andy Menard for his role as a point man for landing state dollars and getting a job done in negotiations last spring.
Andy Menard has helped us tremendously. He's come down and looked at our old library, and he met with us and he went to the new building, and he's just been a tremendous advocate. I mean, we marched him down the steps to the children's area, and we made him walk up the front steps to the old library. I mean, we probably spent more time in the old library just showing him that although it's a beautiful Carnegie building, it's just not accessible.
Menard says the value a quality public library brings to rural communities cannot be overstated. Growing up and living in a small town, in his case, Bunker Hill, I know how important this is. This renovation project in a newly acquired facility will provide Hillsboro and the surrounding area with a modern library space for community members to take advantage of. I'm thankful for the continued efforts of the Hillsboro Public Library Board and Secretary of State Jesse White for their commitment to the Hillsboro community. Menard's tour of the current facility and the library's future facility last year convinced him funds for the library's move were a pressing need. Dr. Mulch says library accessibility issues have held the facility back at a time where some libraries are reporting a spike in business.
Probably a large part of the reason that we did receive this grant is our library is very difficult to access. Very big steps in the front to get down the children's areas, narrow, small steps. We have a lift outside, but it was broken. It's fixed right now, but it's not like a nice elevator. So we really have a huge access problem to our library. You know, we've not had a huge number of new people using the library. I mean, we're doing our best to publicize it in the ebooks and, you know, make accommodations with the pandemic. But that's really why we want this library. And we're so excited I mean, one of the main reasons is just to have a very accessible library that people can actually easily get into with good parking.
Dr. Mulch says the building and location are perfect for the library district's needs. And while library visitors don't typically spend money within the building, she says it will be an economic generator for the library's soon-to-be neighbors.
It obviously needs a lot of renovation, but basic structure is excellent. It's actually, I think, an attractive building from the outside. You know, it's brick and the new building. Brick and has nice pillars and parking in front and, I mean, on the side and behind it. And it's right there, you know, centrally located, so people will be close to the coffee shop and the pharmacy and the brewery. You know, it's right there in the center of town. So it's really, I think, like you said, a win-win for downtown and a win-win for the library. It's just great all the way around.
Dr. Mulch says in these pandemic-dominated days, many local residents and Americans in general have found themselves seeking the simpler things in life, once again reading books with pages instead of off a tablet screen. She believes the library's role is about more than their bread and butter, which is books, but they're also a great gathering place.
I just think the combination of being able to go in there and get a book or use a computer, read a newspaper, and then I think it'll help retail in Hillsboro too, because I think you go in there, you're there for a little while, then maybe you do go down to the coffee shop or you do go get yourself a beer or an ice cream cone, or you decide, hey, I need to go get a gift for somebody. And so you just walk down the street. So I think it will be just sort of a part of the puzzle of Hillsboro, you know, part of just another thing that will help the downtown of Hillsboro. I'm not saying it's the whole thing, you know, but I think it all works together. And I think people want, I see it as a library anymore as really a community center. That's what I see it as. And I'm hoping to attract some people that maybe wouldn't normally go to a library, like them, for example, you know, where they might just go in and sit and read their newspaper and maybe check out a Tom Clancy book and then go down to the coffee shop. That's just one category that, you know, men generally, I don't want to pick on men, but they don't use the library as much probably as women and children. But I just see it as for everybody, really.
The library district faces growing demand for services after expanding its boundaries in 2018 to mirror those of the Hillsboro School District. That draws in a number of neighboring towns whose residents no longer have to pay out-of-district fees to use library services. Dr. Mulch is offering early estimates on the new library's opening date. She believes that will take place in roughly 18 months. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's edition of Forum, and once again, congratulations to everyone at the Hillsboro Public Library. I'm Sean Balint saying so long until next time on WSMI.